This is the open house schedule, so.
Jason Lang's gonna give a little status report on the TIP, so.
So who's up, fellow man?
Yeah, talk to the phone.
Mark Leaf and,
Mike Rogers.
Oh, Mike Rogers. Hi, Mike. Are you still there?
Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
You wanna say?
I'm gonna come over there. Let me just grab it.
First up on the agenda is the, just a status report on our TIP program, the current TIP.
The status is there's not much to talk about. It's pretty much the same as, I guess, last month when I talked about the Transportation Improvement Program development. At this time, we received our applications for local projects. We received for local projects for service transportation program, a congestion mitigation air quality program. We sent the congestion mitigation air quality applications on to Federal Highway for the review for eligibility. At this time, staff is evaluating, processing these applications, looking at the air quality status of them, so that we can include this in our, in the table that we send out here next month.
Right.
Staff has determined we're just gonna send out all of the projects, and then once the recommendations are made for funding based on available funding, then we'll cut back the list prior to running our air quality conforming model. But just figure it's easier just to send you everything, and then that way we don't add anything additional, and you have seen everything. The other thing that's going on is our other major partner agencies, MoDOT, IDOT, Madison County Transit, and Metro. We have sent our requests out to them to send us their programs. We gave them a deadline of April 4th to submit, Friday, April 4th. And the idea is once we get their programs, we'll be able to, any of the new projects, or if there's any, we'll say major changes to projects that are in the existing program, we'll be able to take a look at them and determine their air quality status and include those as well in that listing that goes on April 15th. Other than that, I had a handout. It's just basically a tentative listing of the open house meetings that are scheduled for the TIP, as well as the air quality conformity determination. The goal is still to present, you know, once we get, you know, the listing to you guys, and then we have the, you'll look at that, you know, Mike's group will get the air quality conformity determination ready to go. The idea is that we have everything ready to the board by the end of May so that the public comment period is during the month of June and into early July. Actually, right now, I think we have it about, I think it's about 35 or 36 days, which is above the 30-day requirement. So still final approval is the end of July. So what we're planning on. So that's I guess that's more than a brief update.
Now, there are
questions.
Is it the open house schedule on the, do we have that posted yet?
No, it's pretty much hot off the press, so I need to get that. I need to run through it real quick, but I can have him send it out, and then we'll have it listed on the website, I think, once we get a little farther down the road.
Okay. But
this is just for you guys to just get this.
Top secret.
It's pretty much, I just got it this morning.
Top secret for double from
double secret.
Any questions? All right. Well, next we have a status report on the conformity process, and Carol's going to give us a little update. If you want to do the same, Carol, talk to the phone.
I'm talking to the phone. Progress continues on preparing the overview document, the appendices, and we just wanted to let you know this is a great announcement. Before, we used to have a Missouri write-up and an Illinois write-up on ozone, on the conformity determination process, but because we're using the same analysis years from Missouri and Illinois, and the budgets both were used with moves, we've consolidated that section, so we've saved two pages on the overview.
I was going to ask you how much it cut it down to pages.
Well, you know, it's a little less repetitive.
Right.
The tests are still separate, We still are doing separate regional analysis tests, but we've been able to put it into one section. So it's, sometimes people kind of observe the redundancy of it, so that's done. The other thing we wanted to just let you know is that Jersey County is not going to be part of conformity determination now or in the future. They were part of the non-attainment area for the 97 standard, and that area and the other three counties in Illinois were designated as in attainment. 2012, US EPA said Madison, Monroe, and St. Clair are non-attainment of the 2008 standard. Jersey County is not. And,
Oh, you mean Jersey County is in attainment?
Yeah, Jersey County is in attainment, and the conformity requirements for Jersey County and other counties like that ended on July 20, 2013. So we're not going, we won't have a specific section on Jersey County in the document.
And now pages like that?
Yes, we also had that in our appendix as well, whole section of that.
Carol, would that approve by US EPA?
The exclusion?
Yeah.
Well, it's in their transportation guidance, conformity guidance, that I can't quote right now, but you had until July 20th, 2013 to have it be part of conformity determination. And then they said for counties that are maintenance for 1997 standard, they were excluded from conformity for 2008, for the 2008 standard.
Okay.
I have a question. Jersey County, there's a CMAQ project that hasn't been built yet. How does that affect that? Out of Illinois Federal Highways, I guess it's easier than that.
Well, when was it funded?
Oh, it was funded like 4 or 5 years ago.
But isn't that one of those deals where you take the money back if they don't?
Reasonable progress doesn't work in Illinois, but we're actually talking about kind of doing what we call sweep of these old. There's some CMAQ projects in Illinois from 2005 local roads there are supposed to monitor these. Reasonable progress is always applied just to Missouri, but we're talking about just taking projects that are older than 5 years, maybe just sweeping those back. You know, give them a year. If they can't get it finished, right, the money's going to go back. So I don't know if that was impacted.
No, that wouldn't impact.
Since it was approved prior to.
Right.
Okay, sounds good.
It only impacts projects going forward, you know, CMAQ.
So they can't get one now.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? If not, next agenda item, carbon monoxide hotspot, the whole issue over the categorical finding and so on we discussed at the last meeting. And I guess Brad isn't on the call, but we had a email. I think you guys all received the same email from Brad concerning this, and I don't know if Carol really want to hear some of those.
Just that FHWA with EPA and FDA developed an approach for project level conformity on some of the some projects in CO non-attainment area, non-attainment maintenance areas, and they may be able to use categorical findings. And apparently FHWA's got guidance materials, modeling files, and cover memo, and whatever. That you and a web tool that a project sponsor could look at, and that's all on their environment section under air quality and conformity. So,
I guess if we go through our checklist and it determine from that it requires some kind of hotspot, we can go to a federal highway and check with them if they can agree that there's a categorical exclusion for the
I think they have their process spelled out, but they have to do. If you didn't get it, I mean, we have the FHWA cover memo and the, it's not quite guidance, but the finding document. But great minds think alike. They're working on that.
Of course, our carbon monoxide non-attainment area is pretty small. I mean, it's...
It's the 270.
It's the 270 loop in Mississippi River.
Yeah. Just in Missouri. And that was it.
Okay. Well, is there anything else? That's a pretty sharp meeting, but that's all we had for this go-around. If not, we will call the meeting to adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Chad.
Okay, we'll see you later.